You had me handcuffed to the bed first thing in the morning. You had said that come evening, you'd show me another side of you. One that you hadn't yet shown to many. And just that sentence by itself had my pussy so wet in anticipation of things that I knew would come. I always said I wanted to utterly submit to you. I had said you could do with me what you desired. And now it's Monday, the start of a new week. A whole week that I took off just for this. Lying here for you to use, for you to do whatever you want with, naked, just for your pleasure. It's been a few hours, and each minute I eagerly wait for you to come back to this room. I'm not sure where you went, and honestly, I can't bring myself to care right now. All I know is that I need you back here soon. I need you to use me in any and every way you've ever wanted. I'm lying here on this bed just for you to drain all the cum from your body. That's all I'm here for an entire week. For you to do whatever you want. Lying here, fantasizing, waiting so eagerly in anticipation for what's to come. I startle slightly at the click of the door as you open it and walk into the room. You walk over to the bedside table, undressing as you do so. It's all I can do not to start trembling, knowing this week is finally beginning. You don't say a word. You don't look at my face. In fact, you haven't looked at me yet. I don't dare say a word. You deliberately walk back to the end of the bed. Now standing there, fully undressed, you take your cock in hand and begin to stroke yourself. Slowly, watching you stroke that cock, I can feel my pussy starting to get so wet. So fast. I want so badly to watch you tease come out of that thick cock. You don't know how thirsty my pussy is for it. You occasionally bend over the bed to slide your free hand up my thigh, only briefly, just to feel the warmth and softness before pulling away. Teasing me. Please. Please give it to me. You don't even know. You can't imagine how badly I want it. How much I need it. What I wouldn't love for you to push your cock inside of me. I know you want that. I can see your cock swelling even greater. And you begin to stroke faster. Watching it throb is just almost too much. I watch as you admire my body while pleasuring yourself. I see you reach out and you pull yourself back. I can see you want to do more, but you won't allow it. And not yet. It's only Monday after all. Watching you stroke faster makes my pussy throb. I didn't think I could get any wetter. This is entirely relentless. Please. Please fuck me. Let me feel your cum inside of me. Oh God. I need to feel your cock throb and pulse as it comes, emptying yourself inside of me. I need to feel you use me like that. Just let me have it, please. As much as I try to remain still, my breath continues to quicken and my hips buck, my body wanting nothing more than to take your cock inside, to feel each thrust, to bring yourself closer, to emptying all that cum deep inside me. But you won't let me have it yet. Your mouth slightly bends down at one corner as you stroke harder even now. I can tell this will be a long week for you as well if you don't let yourself have me soon. I see your jaw clench, your muscles twitching all over as you edge closer and closer. You get up onto the bed and your cock is so hard. Please let me have it. Why won't you let me have it? That thick, delicious cum shoots out. First onto my stomach, and then you bring it down my left hip bone. You make no noise. Of course not. You wouldn't give me that pleasure. Not yet. And here I am, so fucking wet for you. Dying for you to come inside of me. What I wouldn't do to slide my pussy around your cock and tease the cum from you again. I so badly need to be filled. You take your index finger and slide it through the cum on my hip, bringing it to my lips. Eagerly, my tongue slides up to the knuckle of your finger. My lips close around it. And for that brief moment, I get to taste that little that you allow me to. It leaves me wanting so much more. It leaves me more restless. So desperate to entice you to let me use my mouth. So desperate, but you still won't. I see your cock still slightly swollen, and the side of it leaves me aching. Just please, let me touch it. Please. Let me play with it. You don't have to do anything. Just let me put it in my mouth. Just you don't have to move or anything. Just, you see my eyes tracing the shape. The corner of your lip softly turns upwards. No, not today, you say. You walk around to the headboard. That still slightly swollen cock mere inches from my face. You don't say a word. I turn my head to get closer. Closer to that which I so desperately desire. You take your cock with your hand. Lean in. And push the head against my cheek. Oh, feeling you tease out a droplet of cum onto the corner of my mouth is almost more than I can handle. Lick it, you say. I do immediately, eagerly. You lazily give one last stroke to allow release of any more across my lips. I hold my lips still, begging internally for another milky pearl to cross my lips, hoping perhaps you'd stroke yourself again and allow me the pleasure once more. Instead, you grab your jeans from the end of the bed and hide away from me those parts that I so desperately crave. I'll be back later. Don't go anywhere, you say softly, teasing me as you head for the door. I'm handcuffed here. Even so, I don't move a muscle. I wouldn't dare. I'll be waiting here.